Launch good.
Good launch.
Good what?
No, launch food.
Hey, I know it's Ramadan, but we are launch good.
Ooh, launch good.
My mosque fundraiser was on it.
Yeah, my friend shared the Gaza school campaign.
That's us.
Oh, I think they're the ones where you can automate your daily giving in Ramadan.
More than 500,000 people have given and raised over $100 million on LaunchGood.
Join our 30-day Ramadan challenge and support a different cause every day on launchgood.com/Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome back to another night of Qalam's Quran recitation and reflection program. Alhamdulillah, we've had a very blessed last nearly a week where we've been going through the different portions, the ajza, the different sections of the Quran. And that brings us today to the seventh juz of the Quran. Before I get started to inform you of some of the details of the seventh juz and we begin the recitation, I wanted to take the opportunity to mention a few things. First and foremost, alhamdulillah, this program is made possible by the support of our partners at HHRD, Helping Hand for Relief and Development. This is an organization that serves Muslim brothers and sisters, widows, orphans, refugees, those less fortunate all around the world. They've been doing so for many, many years and have a stellar record, mashallah, in delivering the assistance to the people that are most in need of it. And alhamdulillah, during this crisis, they have strove even harder to make sure that we can take care of our brothers and sisters all around the world. Please go to hhrd.org/Ramadan. Join the Ramadan campaign. Let's not forget our brothers and sisters desperately in need. Go to hhrd.org. Secondly, alhamdulillah, as I mentioned earlier, that this is our Quran recitation and reflection program that we've been having every night since the beginning of Ramadan. And every night we have one of our instructors, one of our scholars, who is on here presenting reflections and summaries from the portion of the Quran that we'll be reciting. And at the same time, we have one of these students from Qalam, the Qalam Seminary, who is on here with us as well, reciting the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Juz with us. So tonight's no different. I will be here today at your service, inshallah, to talk about the seventh Juz of the Quran, the reflections, the lessons, the themes therein. And reciting with us today, inshallah, will be Hafiz Muhammad Ishaq. Hafiz Muhammad Ishaq, mashallah, is one of our students from the Qalam Seminary. He completed what we have at the seminary, what we call our two-year curriculum in Arabic and Islamic studies. And he resides in Maryland and, mashallah, is not only a hafiz of the Quran, but has been teaching the Quran and leading prayers and conducting Friday sermons there in the community for a very long time. And, mashallah, also as a student of knowledge, we're very happy to have him here reciting with us tonight, inshallah. And right before we get started, I once again remind you that alhamdulillah, Qalam is here to serve you. This has been a very difficult, a very trying, a very testing time for all of us. But alhamdulillah, all the folks at Qalam have come together and devoted and dedicated themselves to taking care of the community spiritually during this time. So go to the Qalam website. You will find a ton of resources there to get you through this month and beyond, inshallah. Go to supportqalam.com and help us make these programs accessible to each and every single person and help us keep these programs going. Jazakumullahu khairan. We now begin, inshallah, with the seventh juz of the Quran. Before we get started, I wanted to mention a couple of things about the seventh juz so that you can keep those things in mind. The seventh juz of the Quran contains 149 verses, 149 ayat. And the seventh juz of the Quran consists of the parts of two different surahs. It'll have the last third of Surah Al-Ma'idah, the fifth surah of the Quran, and it contains a bulk, 110 verses of the sixth surah chapter of the Quran, which is called Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-Ma'idah, as you learned yesterday, is named after the miracle of Isa alayhi salam, where he requested the sending down of a divine spread of food from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a miracle and a gift to the followers of Isa alayhi salam. And Surah Al-An'am, which literally means cattle, livestock, is called so because these are blessings that Allah has provided us. But the idol worshippers before Islam turned these blessings of Allah into objects of shirk. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns their practice of doing so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about pure belief and removing shirk and idol worship and associating partners to Allah, removing that from the belief of Muslims. We will begin with the seventh juz of the Quran. The very first page of the seventh juz of the Quran deals with the issue of oaths, taking an oath, swearing by something. And this is something that unfortunately becomes very common in society. And the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ tell us that this is a very negative trait and characteristic. We should not randomly take oaths. And when we do, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you must take an oath, then only do so in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously, you must complete it and follow through with it. And if you do not follow through with your vow, if you violate and break your vow, then you must pay the penalty. And that is the feeding of 10 people less fortunate, or clothing them, or freeing of a slave. And if you're not able to do any of those, you can't afford it, then you must fast for 3 days. That's how serious it is to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name in vain, as they say. So be very cautious and careful when taking an oath. Only do it in the name of Allah. And when you do take an oath in the name of Allah, always make sure you complete it. That is the respect of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين وما لنا لا نؤمن بالله وما جاءنا من الحق ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين فأثابهم الله بما قالوا جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء المحسنين والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين وكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان فكفارته إطعام 10 مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم أو كسوتهم أو تحرير رقبة فمن لم يجد فصيام 3 أيام ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا حلفتم واحفظوا أيمانكم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تشكرون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He informs us that our deen, our religion, the religion of Islam, is of course a religion of beliefs, faith, values, principles, but it's also a religion that has certain mandated practices. It is a religion that has certain rules and regulations, and it's very important to abide by those rules and regulations. That is how we demonstrate our commitment to the deen and to the religion. And there are two extreme attitudes that often manifest within people when it comes to legislation and law, rules and regulations. There are people that will strive to make the religion more difficult than it needs to be, than it is, a militant attitude, if you will. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is incorrect and that is a transgression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not forbid the good things that God has made permissible for you. If you do so, you are crossing a line, and Allah has no love for people like that. But on the other hand, the other extreme attitude that manifests is when we do not respect the boundaries and the rules and the regulations of the religion. And it is very important to do so, because that is also a violation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. And here on the second page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the rules and the regulations pertaining to intoxicants and gambling. That consuming something that is intoxicating is forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. And similarly, gambling is an activity that is absolutely forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Allah says these are evil, nasty, terrible things from shaitan. Completely stay away from them. They will do great harm to you, and shaitan will introduce a lot of chaos into the community through these two elements.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول واحذروا فإن توليتم فاعلموا أنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جناح فيما طعموا إذا ما اتقوا وآمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ثم اتقوا وآمنوا ثم اتقوا وأحسنوا والله يحب المحسنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليبلونكم الله بشيء من الصيد تناله أيديكم ورماحكم ليعلم الله من يخافه بالغيب فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم ومن قتله منكم متعمدا فجزاء مثل ما قتل من النعم يحكم به ذوى عدل منكم هديا بالغ الكعبة أو كفارة طعام مساكين أو عدل ذلك صياما ليذوق وبال أمره عفى الله عما سلف ومن عاد فينتقم الله منه والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that evil and good, bad things and good things, can never be the same and can never be equal. Even if evil and bad things might exist in a great abundance, regardless of the abundance and the quantity of bad things, it is never equal to good. In our religion, there is a value of quality over quantity. A little bit of good is way better and will always be better than a whole lot of bad.
أحل لكم صيد البحر وطعامه متاعا لكم وللسيارة وحرم عليكم صيد البر ما دمتم حرما واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام قياما للناس والشهر الحرام والهدي والقلائد ذلك لتعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وأن الله بكل شيء عليم اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم ما على الرسول إلا البلاغ والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبد لكم تسؤكم وإن تسألوا عنها حين ينزل القرآن تبد لكم عفى الله عنها والله غفور حليم قد سألها قوم من قبلكم ثم أصبحوا بها كافرين ما جعل الله من بحيرة ولا سائبة ولا وصيلة ولا حام ولكن الذين كفروا يفترون على الله الكذب وأكثرهم لا يعقلون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something very important. Islam is a deen, a religion, a way of life that addresses all areas and aspects of our lives. It's a complete way of life. And in regards to that, it's not only addressing acts of worship or beliefs, but it also addresses the very practical, real, daily aspects of our lives. And one of those things that is very pertinent, and it makes you think about it at times like this, is that it is very important to conclude one's affairs, to settle one's affairs, settle any debts, make sure that there are no outstanding, you know, financial terms that exist between us and other people. And amongst those things is the writing of a will, the drafting and the writing of a will. And that's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes here, that all you who believe, make sure that you have written a will and settled and concluded your affairs, because otherwise these are the kind of things that can cause a lot of misunderstanding and even conflict after you are gone.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا شَهَادَةُ بَيْنِكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ حِينَ الْوَصِيَّةِ اثْنَانِ ذَوَا عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ أَوْ آخَرَانِ مِنْ غَيْرِكُمْ إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت تحبسونهما من بعد الصلاة فيقسمان بالله إن ارتبتم لا نشتري به ثمنا ولو كان ذا قربى ولا نكتم شهادة الله إنا إذا لمن الآثمين فإن عثر على أنهما استحقا إثما فآخران يقومان مقامهما من الذين استحق عليهم الأوليان فيقسمان بالله لشهادتنا أحق من شهادتهما وما اعتدينا إنا إذا لمن الظالمين ذلك أدنى أن يأتوا بالشهادة على وجهها أو يخافوا أن ترد أيمان بعد أيمانهم واتقوا الله واسمعوا والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
In the last part of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, peace be upon him. And there are two things that I'll highlight here. In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the prophethood of Isa alayhi salam. Because once again, as I spoke about earlier, there were two extreme reactions to Isa alayhi salam. One extreme reaction was that many people rejected Isa alayhi salam, as did some of the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud, the Jews. They rejected Isa alayhi salam and did not believe in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms the prophethood, the nubuwa, the risala, the messengership of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam by mentioning many of the great miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Isa alayhi salam to demonstrate as the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as a proof for the correctness of his message and the truth of his mission.
يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب إذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم اذكر نعمتي عليك وعلى والدتك إذ أيدتك بروح القدس تكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا وإذ علمتك الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل وإذ تخلق من الطين كهيئة الطير بإذني فتنفخ فيها فتكون طيرا بإذني وتبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذني وإذ تخرج الموتى بإذني وإذ كففت بني إسرائيل عنك إذ جئتهم بالبينات فقال الذين كفروا منهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين وإذ أوحيت إلى الحواريين أن آمنوا بي وبرسولي قالوا آمنا واشهد بأننا مسلمون إذ قال الحواريون يا عيسى بن مريم هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many of the remarkable miracles, mu'ajizat of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, that he was able to speak to people even as an infant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the to be able to form the shape of a bird out of clay and then say, fly by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it would come to life. He would blow in it and it would come to life. He was able to cure the blind and the leper by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be able to revive the dead by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But something very interesting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly mentions, bi'idni, 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 that this is only possible through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this last page of this Suratul Ma'idah here in the seventh juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the opposite extreme. While we talked about those who rejected believing in Isa alayhi salam, there were other people, the Nasara, the Christians amongst the Ahlul Kitab, who deified Isa alayhi salam and turned him into a deity and worshipped him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this by telling us about the conversation of Isa alayhi salam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the Day of Judgment, when Allah will ask Isa alayhi salam, did you tell the people to worship you and to worship your mother? And he would say, praise be to you, glory be to you, my Lord. Why would I say something I have no right to say? If I would have said it, you would have known it. And you know what I have contained within my heart and my soul. I do not have grasp of your knowledge. You know all of the unseen. I only told them what you commanded me to tell them. And that was to worship Allah, who is my Lord and their Lord. And you, I was a witness over them as long as I was amongst them. But once you lifted me away, you continue to watch over them. You are a witness over everything, O Allah. And then he says that if you choose to punish them, my Lord, then they are your servants. They are your slaves. You may do as you please. And if you choose to forgive them, then indeed you and only you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam once recited this verse all throughout the night, crying all night long, seeking forgiveness on our behalf as the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين
وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير.
In next page we will begin Surah Al-An'am, the sixth surah from the beginning of the Mus'haf. It contains 165 verses, and as I spoke about earlier, that it is called An'am, the cattle, livestock, because it talks about how livestock is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made available to human beings as sustenance and as tools, but how the mushrikun, the idol worshippers, turned them into objects of superstition and idol worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns that particular practice here in this surah. 110 out of its 165 verses will be covered here tonight as part of the seventh juz.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين فقد كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فسوف يأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أهلنا من قبلهم من قرن مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن لكم وأرسلنا السماء عليهم مدرارا وجعلنا الأنهار تجري من تحتهم فأهلكناهم بذنوبهم وأنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين ولو نزلنا عليك كتابا في قرطاس فلمسوه بأيديهم لقال الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه ملك ولو أنزلنا ملكا لقضي الأمر ثم لا ينظرون.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if any difficulty, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts any difficulty or harm upon us, then there is absolutely no one who can remove that difficulty except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He blesses us with His blessings, if He bestows His good and His blessings upon us, then he is fully capable of each and every single thing. It's a very humbling reminder of the fact that all the circumstances that we deal with are from Allah. And if we find some of them as sources of difficulty and adversity, then we need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to reaffirm our connection with Allah, because nobody can remove them from us except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ انظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ قُلْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قُلْ لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون وله ما سكن في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم قل أغير الله أتخذ وليا فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو يطعم ولا يطعم قل إني أمرت أن أكون أول من أسلم ولا تكونن من المشركين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم من يصرف عنه يومئذ فقد رحمه وذلك الفوز المبين وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
In next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that information in and of itself is of no good. But rather, for that information to become knowledge and for it to be beneficial, it must be coupled with faith, humility, and acceptance. One must be faithful, one must be humble, and one must have the willingness to abide by it, to commit to it, to comply with it. As an example of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those that were given the scripture before us, they saw and recognized the signs of truth in the Quran and with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they ruined themselves by not believing in the truth that they saw very evidently. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet ﷺ that you will see some of them, they will listen to you very attentively. But that listening will not lead to faith and belief. But rather, when they come back to you after having listened to you, then they talk to you afterwards, they will argue with you, they will debate with you, and they will say that this message that you present to us is nothing but the stories of old. And we refuse this and reject this and do not believe in it. And therefore, information is not knowledge. And that does not always lead to faith and belief and salvation.
قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته إنه لا يفلح الظالمون ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للذين أشركوا أين شركاؤكم الذين كنتم تزعمون ثم لم تكن فتنتهم إلا أن قالوا والله ربنا ما كنا مشركين انظر كيف كذبوا على أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون ومنهم من يستمع إليك وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها حتى إذا جاءوك يجادلونك يقول الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين وهم ينهون عنه وينأون عنه وإن يهلكون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ونكون من المؤمنين.
On the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of my favorite themes within the Quran and verses that reoccur throughout the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts and consoles His beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does so by saying that we know that it causes you pain and grief, what these people say about you, and how they reject you and they slander you and they lie about you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He consoles him and He comforts him by telling him and reminding him of the prophets of the past, that your brothers that came before you also dealt with this, and that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah will grant the religion prominence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you victory, and He will grant the believers salvation in the life of the hereafter.
بل بدا لهم ما كانوا يخفون من قبل ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه وإنهم لكاذبون وقالوا إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا وما نحن بمبعوثين ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على ربهم قال أليس هذا بالحق قالوا بلى وربنا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله حتى إذا جاءتهم الساعة بغتة قالوا يا حسرتنا على ما فرطنا فيها وهم يحملون أوزارهم على ظهورهم ألا ساء ما يزرون وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب وله وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون قد نعلم إنه ليحزنك الذي يقولون فإنهم لا يكذبونك ولكن الظالمين بآيات الله يجحدون ولقد كذبت رسل من قبلك فصبروا على ما كذبوا وأوذوا حتى أتاهم نصرنا ولا مبدل لكلمات الله ولقد جاءك من نبأ المرسلين وإن كان كبر عليك إعراضهم فإن استطعت أن تبتغي نفقا في الأرض أو سلما في السماء فإن استطعت أن تبتغي نفقا في الأرض أو سلما في السماء فتأتيهم بآية ولو شاء الله لجمعهم على الهدى فلا تكونن من الجاهلين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a very terrible fate that can befall human beings, that becoming disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes people to slip further into delusion and confusion until they inevitably arrive at their end and then are bewildered by the outcome. They become disconnected from Allah and slip further and further and further into their heedlessness and their heresy and their disbelief. And then finally, when the end comes and they are reckoned with, then they are confused and bewildered. Where did this come from and how did this all happen? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about that and says Never ever allow yourself to fall victim to that.
إنما يستجيب الذين يسمعون والموتى يبعثهم الله ثم إليه يرجعون وقالوا لولا نزل عليه آية من ربه قل إن الله قادر على أن ينزل آية ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون والذين كذبوا بآياتنا صم وبكم في الظلمات من يشأ الله يضلله ومن يشأ يجعله على صراط مستقيم قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله أو أتتكم الساعة أغير الله تدعون إن كنتم صادقين بل إياه تدعون فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء وتنسون ما تشركون ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaffirms the responsibility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to enjoin good upon the people, to encourage the people, to motivate the people, to inspire the people to believe and to be good, and to warn the people against evil and wretchedness and heedlessness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to embrace the individuals who are humble and devout to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who might have more money, more influence, more power, more resources, but if they are proud and they are arrogant and they are rebellious, then the people that are humble but are devout are far better, and the ranks of the believers are comprised of these people.
فقطع دابر القوم الذين ظلموا والحمد لله رب العالمين قل أرأيتم إن أخذ الله سمعكم وأبصاركم وختم على قلوبكم من إله غير الله يأتيكم به انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصدفون قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله بغتة أو جهرة هل يهلك إلا القوم الظالمون وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين فمن آمن وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كذبوا بآياتنا يمسهم العذاب بما كانوا يفسقون قل لا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله ولا أعلم الغيب ولا أقول لكم إني ملك إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أفلا تتفكرون وأنذر به الذين يخافون أن يحشروا إلى ربهم ليس لهم من دونه ولي ولا شفيع لعلهم يتقون ولا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ما عليك من حسابهم من شيء وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء فتطردهم فتكون من الظالمين.
After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about humble but devout believers, it's a reminder to us to never judge a book by its cover, to never dismiss people just based off of what the world sees on the surface, but to value each and every single person and to understand the spiritual capacity, the spiritual strength of people. And keeping in line with that, in the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the limitlessness of Allah's knowledge, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is unlimited, and Allah knows that which we do not know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that which we could never be aware of, and that's why we put our faith and trust in Allah, and we obey Allah, and we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah says that He alone owns and possesses the keys of the unseen. No one knows them except for Him. He knows what is in the earth, what is in the land, and what is in the sea. And not a single leaf falls from its tree except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. Not a single grain is present in the darkness of night on the earth. Not a single thing exists on the earth except that it's completely contained within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So put your faith and trust in Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what to value and what to appreciate within people.
وكذلك فتنا بعضهم ببعض ليقولوا أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا أليس الله بأعلم بالشاكرين وإذا جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولتستبين سبيل المجرمين قل إني نهيت أن أعبد الذين تدعون من دون الله قل لا أتبع أهواءكم قد ضللت إذا وما أنا من المهتدين قل إني على بينة من ربي وكذبتم به ما عندي ما تستعجلون به إن الحكم إلا لله يقص الحق وهو خير الفاصلين قل لو أن عندي ما تستعجلون به لقضي الأمر بيني وبينكم والله أعلم بالظالمين وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about building a community of believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when those who are growing in their faith and they are trying and striving to believe in our signs, when they come to you, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, then greet them and welcome them. And this is the first part of forming a believing community, a blessed community, a beneficial community, is to always be welcoming and to be embracing, to be inclusive. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, and then encourage them and motivate them and inspire them by telling them that God has mandated mercy upon Himself. A point of theology, nothing is mandatory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah uses this language figuratively to emphasize to us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon His slaves. And in a hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that God Almighty Himself has said that my mercy supersedes and overcomes my wrath and my anger. So always cling to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subsequently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then tells us in the following page to avoid evil gatherings. Gatherings where people talk about disbelief, where people make fun of and mock and are disrespectful towards the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Avoid those places and do not go and participate there. And if you find yourself in such a place, then excuse yourself as soon as possible, because there is no good can come from conversation and discussion that makes light of the religion and that mocks the deen and mocks the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى ثم إليه مرجعكم ثم ينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون وهو القاهر فوق عباده ويرسل عليكم حفظة حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت توفته رسلنا وهم لا يفرطون ثم ردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق ألا له الحكم وهو أسرع الحاسبين قل من ينجيكم من ظلمات البر والبحر تدعونه تضرعا وخفية لئن أنجانا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين قل الله ينجيكم منها ومن كل كرب ثم أنتم تشركون قل هو القادر على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم أو من تحت أرجلكم أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض انظر كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون وكذب به قومك وهو الحق قل لست عليكم بوكيل لكل نبأ مستقر وسوف تعلمون وإذا رأيت الذين يخوضون في آياتنا فأعرض عنهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره وإما ينسينك الشيطان فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about His power and His majesty. And a phrase that we are very familiar with from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ When God wants anything to be, He says, be and it is. قَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ His statement, His word is the truth. وَلَهُ الْمُلْكِ And everything belongs to Him. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ And on the day that the horn shall be sounded, عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ He knows the unseen and the seen. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرِ He is the all-wise and the all-informed. And especially at times like this, we need a reminder of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty and all-powerful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatsoever He wills, simply by His command.
وما على الذين يتقون من حسابهم من شيء ولكن ذكرى لعلهم يتقون وذر الذين اتخذوا دينهم لعبا ولهوا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وذكر به أن تبسل نفس بما كسبت ليس لها من دون الله ولي ولا شفيع وإن تعدل كل عدل لا يؤخذ منها أولئك الذين أبسلوا بما كسبوا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون قل أندعو من دون الله ما لا ينفعنا ولا يضرنا ونرد على أعقابنا بعد إذ هدانا الله كالذي استهوته الشياطين في الأرض حيران له أصحاب يدعونه إلى الهدى ائتنا قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى وأمرنا لنسلم لرب العالمين وأن أقيموا الصلاة واتقوه وهو الذي إليه تحشرون وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق ويوم يقول كن فيكون قوله الحق وله الملك يوم ينفخ في الصور عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الحكيم الخبير.
In the next section is a very famous passage from the Quran from Surah Al-An'am, the 7th juz, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam reflecting about the creation, but not obsessing over the creation, but rather appreciating the greatness of the Creator within the magnificence of the creation. And Ibrahim alayhi salam looks at the stars and says, they're so brilliant, could this be my Lord? As a rhetorical question, as a teaching exercise, just like a teacher is asking the student, right, 2 plus 2, and says, can it equal 5? And the student says, it's not, it's 4. Similarly, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, look at the stars. Could this be my Lord? And of course it is not. Because when the morning comes and the stars fade, my Lord's power never fades. When he looks at the full moon, could this be my Lord? But when the sun rises and the moon is no longer visible, then once again, the moon, it fades, and my Lord's power and majesty never fades. When he looks at the sun and its brilliance, could this be my Lord? But the sun sets, and my Lord's power never sets and never diminishes. That cannot be my Lord either. And then he says a very powerful statement, that I have devoted myself completely, totally, to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and I am not from those who associate partners to him.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُهُ قال أتحاجوني في الله وقد هدان ولا أخاف ما تشركون به إلا أن يشاء ربي شيئا وسع ربي كل شيء علما أفلا تتذكرون وكيف أخاف ما أشركتم ولا تخافون أنكم أشركتم بالله ما لم ينزل به عليكم سلطانا فأي الفريقين أحق بالأمن إن كنتم تعلمون.
Before I talk about the point in the next page, inshallah, I wanted to acknowledge the very perfect mud execution by Hafiz Muhammad Ishaq, mashallah, there in verse number 80. All right. Talking about the next page and the lesson and the theme in the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the importance of keeping our iman and our faith pure, never letting any kind of shirk, superstition, anything like that enter into our faith, but keeping it purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go ahead.
الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون وتلك حجتنا آتيناها إبراهيم على قومه نرفع درجات من نشاء إن ربك حكيم عليم ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب كلا هدينا ونوحا هدينا من قبل ومن ذريته داود وسليمان وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين ومن آبائهم وذرياتهم وإخوانهم واجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون أولئك الذين آتيناهم الكتاب والحكم والنبوة فإن يكفر بها هؤلاء فقد وكلنا بها قوما ليسوا بها بكافرين أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن هو إلا ذكرى للعالمين.
There are two sources of our deen and our religion: the Quran, the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tradition, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah ta'ala speaks about both of these things. Here he tells us that these are the people whom God had guided, the prophets and messengers of Allah. So follow their example, follow their guidance. And in the next page that we're going to read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the blessing that is the Quran. That this is a book that we have sent down to you that is full of blessings. And it reaffirms the message of the truth, so that you may deliver the warning to the people of Mecca and to the people in that region and area. And those who believe in the life of the hereafter, they will believe in the book and they will maintain their prayers. That this Quran is a source of blessing. It is not just our book of belief and our book of regulations, but it is a book of blessing, source of blessing for us in our lives.
وَمَا قَدَرُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشَرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ قُلْ مَنْ أَنزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى لِلنَّاسِ تجعلونه قراطيس تبدونها وتخفون كثيرا وعلمتم ما لم تعلموا أنتم ولا آباؤكم قل الله ثم ذرهم في خوضهم يلعبون وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك مصدق الذي بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو قال أوحي إلي ولم يوحى إليه شيء ومن قال سأنزل مثل ما أنزل الله ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون ولقد جئتمونا فرادى كما خلقناكم أول مرة وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهوركم وما نرى معكم شفعاءكم الذين زعمتم أنهم فيكم شركاء لقد تقطع بينكم وضل عنكم ما كنتم تزعمون.
Before I comment on what we'll be reading about here in the next page, I want to apologize to everyone who's been tuning into our programs. We went over time just a little bit here today. My apologies, that was probably due to a little bit of, carrying on a little too long there in the beginning. But we appreciate your patience with us. And inshallah, we will definitely stay on time and stay on task. I do have to comment, though, Hafiz Muhammad Ishaq's perfect muds don't really help the timing issue. But nonetheless, we don't want him to speed that up, inshallah. It is important to recite the Quran properly. All right. I just tease him because that's what I do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this next page tells us, and the juz concludes very powerfully by talking about the power, the might, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells us that Allah is the one who splits the seed and brings forth plant life and more vegetation. And Allah is the one that can bring the living from the dead and the dead from the living. That just like you have this egg and this chicken comes out of the egg, and then the egg comes out of the chicken. You have this little seed and then this tree, vibrant tree comes out of it, and then from that tree come the fruits within which there is that seed once again. And similarly, the spiritual metaphor and parable is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody can be living, somebody can have faith and iman, spiritually alive, and Allah could take their faith away. May Allah protect us all. And somebody could not have faith, and Allah grants them faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everyone iman.
إن الله فالق الحب والنوى يخرج الحي من الميت ومخرج الميت من الحي ذلكم الله فأنى تؤفكون فالق الإصباح وجعل الليل سكنا والشمس والقمر حسبانا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون وهو الذي أنشأ جاءكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون وهو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به نبات كل شيء فأخرجنا منه خضرا نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل من طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون وجعلوا لله شركاء الجن وخلقهم وخرقوا له بنين وبنات بغير علم سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون بديع السماوات والأرض أنى يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة وخلق كل شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم.
On this last page of the seventh juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this Quran, this message, these are evident truths that have come to us from our Lord. Whoever believes in it, then they do so for their own, the benefit of their own soul. And whoever rejects it, refuses to believe in it, refuses to see its truth, then they will ultimately pay the price for it. And the Prophet ﷺ is being told to tell them that I cannot protect you from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this Quran is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we do with it is upon us. So let us read it and understand it and believe in it and act on it and propagate it and follow it and live our lives in the shade of it.
خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير قد جاءكم بصائر من ربكم فمن أبصر فلنفسه ومن عمي فعليها وما أنا عليكم بحفيظ وكذلك نصرف الآيات وليقولوا درست ولنبينه لقوم يعلمون اتبع ما أوحي إليك من ربك لا إله إلا هو وأعرض عن المشركين ولو شاء الله ما أشركوا وما جعلناك عليهم حفيظا وما أنت عليهم بوكيل ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن جاءتهم آية ليؤمنن بها قل إنما الآيات عند الله وما يشعركم أنها إذا جاءت لا يؤمنون ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, to conclude here, I know that we have already gone over time, and once again, my apologies in regards to that. I will conclude here with a very quick reflection here in just 2 minutes. The first one that I wanted to share here is from ayah number 118 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. I had commented on it when we had come across it, that this verse, that if you punish them, indeed they are your servants. But if you forgive them, then indeed it is you who is exalted in might and the wise. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read this verse all night long and cried and cried and cried till his entire beard and his shirt was soaked with his tears. Praying for our forgiveness and for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Let us say, you know, send peace and blessings upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to live up to his legacy. Secondly, I had also commented on this when we came across this verse in Surah Al-An'am. This is the foundation of a community. And I'm not going to make my comments very lengthy here, but I would like to say very briefly that, again, I want to place emphasis on this because this is something that is so sorely lacking in the world today, and regrettably, even within many of our communities, that a community must be founded on the foundation of being embracing and being welcoming and being encouraging and being uplifting and being inspiring. The Prophet ﷺ tolerated mistakes and errors, slip-ups on the part of the Muslims at his time. What makes us think that we cannot tolerate those kinds of slip-ups, but rather we need to lift up, we need to advise, we need to counsel, we need to build and move forward. And from that will come a beautiful believing community. And lastly and finally, as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here talked about incorrect beliefs and the evil and the problematic nature of incorrect beliefs here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, does remind us that we must always conduct ourselves with the highest of moral and ethical code, that we do not curse people, we do not badmouth people, we do not use foul language, we will present intellectual arguments, we will present good, sincere, noble advice, we will give da'wah to people, but we will not belittle them, we will not speak ill to them, because when we do that, they will turn around and they will curse Allah out of just a visceral reaction. And then that will be on us. So let us never resort to that kind of behavior, but always be merciful and be kind and be dignified. Look at the da'wah of the Prophet ﷺ. So with that, we conclude our session. And once again, my apologies for going over. Inshallah, on your way out, once again, I want to remind you that Qalam is here to support you, to provide education for you, to provide spiritual assistance and resources for you. We ask you to be our partners in this endeavor. Go to supportqalam.com and let's inshallah serve the entire world, the entire ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. Let's bring the light of the Quran to all of humanity. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.